her jaw set. Well, she wouldn't let him rattle her an instant longer. The numbers against her seemed to be increasing with each passing minute, but even so, she would still win. Nonetheless, "Send a message to Moff's Walbam, Calran the Younger, and Malvec," she told the Sulliston communications officer. "Tell them to divert at once from the original rendezvous point and direct reinforcements here as soon as possible. First Moff to arrive will receive my special thanks." She hoped they would not be needed, but even so, it would be worth it to show Jagged Fell just what he was up against.
"Your time is up,"
came the oddly Pelian-sounding voice, and the viewport was filled once again with red and green streaks of laser fire as fighting began on a third front.
"Moff Trevin reports in that his flagship has taken damage, and he's lost half of his fleet," Ramal said.
"Tell him to evacuate and head for the Chimera," Dalla said.
She was not close to the man, but his flagship was burning beneath his feet because of his decision to fight for her and against Fel. She would not throw him to the boar wolves.
Fel, where was he?
Something wasn't right here. She had assumed he hadn't showed himself initially because he wanted to show off the Empire of the Hand.
But after that, why wasn't he on the Bloodfin? Why was Rej commanding it?
The Chimera rocked as one of the Chiss Star Destroyers got in a good solid shot.
"Shield deflectors have taken damage, but should hold for a while," Ramal said.
For a while. Dalla drew her thoughts back to Fel.
Why was he not here, overseeing his victory? Where?
"Ramal," she snapped.
"Scan Exodo 2 and Borleo thoroughly."
He turned to her, confusion plain on his patrician face.
"Admiral, we're in the middle of a battle on three fronts. We're taking damage.
Do it now!"
His face darkening with displeasure, Ramal nonetheless obliged.
"And Ramal, look for anything that could hide a Star Destroyer."
"What?" Ramal now looked as if he was moments away from deducing that his commanding officer was stark raving mad.
"He's got to be here somewhere, hiding on that cursed ship of his."
Dalla could not bring herself to speak the name of the vessel.
"How could he possibly hide an entire Star Destroyer?"
And then she got it.
"The mining on Borleo,"
she said, putting the pieces together as she spoke.
"The moon's interior is riddled with tunnels and caves, and that recent debris we noticed, just hot enough to throw off a cursory scan. Which ours had been."
Comprehension and worry flitted simultaneously across Ramal's face. He turned back at once to the scan, but it was unnecessary. As if Fel had somehow overheard her, or more likely, simply decided it was time to unsettle her fleet with another display, the Galad Pelian, mammoth and intimidating, emerged from the dark side of the moon.
"That trick can work only so many times, Fel," Dalla thought.
"Lesserson," she said, "I direct your attention to Borleo."
I'm watching. That's not what I think it is, or who I think it is. Is it?"
"It's your lucky day, Drickle,"
Dalla said. Her glee was brittle and bitter, but fierce.
"I believe you had a few special things you'd been saving for Jagged Fel."
"Indeed I did. And do,"
he said, his old confidence creeping back into his voice.
"Let him have it."
"With pleasure."
Natasi Dalla stood on the bridge of the Chimera, barely blinking, her heart beating rapidly in anticipation. Jagged Fel had more than earned this. He had the audacity to name his flagship after a man she had admired and been fond of. He had taken that man's own ship and commandeered it for himself. He was corrupting, twisting, and mocking everything the Empire had stood for, even debasing it by allying with another so-called Empire. And at last, he was going to pay. Her lips curled in the slightest of smiles 3 heartbeats later, when the dark gray surface of the huge vessel suddenly blossomed with no fewer than 4 massive balls of deadly fire. Story's high flame, fueled by the ship's own atmosphere, licked hungrily at the gaping holes. And black smoke billowed. Bodies, pieces of bulkheads, and other debris spilled forth, almost like a stream of blood from a wound.